from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes as joint practices wrapped up for the Falcons and the Dolphins yesterday. Preseason game number one tomorrow, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7. Joe Patrick will join us in 20 minutes to talk about that as well. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. All that coming up. Final hour of the show.
The Braves are getting mollywopped again.
Yeah. Remember on Wednesday we asked Grant, like, is this rock bottom?
Yeah.
Because it was 10-0. Yeah. It was just listless. And then yesterday was... it was bad too.
Yeah.
It was bad too.
Yeah.
And then today's maybe worse. It's 6-0 at the end of the second inning.
Yeah, they get mollywopped.
So maybe we should stop asking where rock bottom is.
Yeah,
they're finding it.
It is.
Keep digging.
They're getting their damn blank pushback.
Yeah, because remember, like we went into the weekend last Friday,
mm-hmm.
and the Braves won that night,
right?
And that was like 6-7, something like that, and the Phillies were playing bad. I remember I woke up on Saturday morning, and the Mariners had beaten the Phillies on the West Coast, so like I think the lead was down to 5 or 4 or something like that, and who knows? Who knows? Maybe the Braves can find something, you know, and get it together. They've lost every game since then.
Yep.
They lost 2 games with the Marlins, which is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. The Brewers are pretty good, but they're not that good.
Right.
And to get swept at home by them is pretty bad. It looks like that's what's about to happen. So.
Yeah. Damn, Charlie.
Here it is.
I can't even say Charlie. Damn, Braves.
Yeah, well, it's Charlie today.
Yeah, Charlie getting his, you know, pushback, and I guess, okay. Oh, and for all the people, yes, I had a horrible time in France.
Had a bad time?
I had a horrible time.
What were they saying? Were they trying to sell you?
They were like, Randy, what is up with you? And I was like, yeah, I had a rough trip.
It's a personal experience.
It is. I lost my damn luggage.
I've never been.
And could never find it. So I was over there with just, you know, closing my back, went and got to, you know, and no Targets over there. So, you know.
Target. They actually would call it Target over there.
I had a rough experience. That's all. That's the only reason.
I hate to hear it. Yeah. I'll be going at some point in the next few years.
I can't wait for y'all to go.
Yeah.
Because, like, y'all.
I'm excited to go. It's going to cost a lot of money.
Definitely. You and your wife and my wife are the same. Y'all like to see stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to see stuff. All right. You know what I mean? Like. Like,
I don't want to see any of that stuff.
Yeah, y'all like to see stuff.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking forward to seeing all of it.
Yeah, like, and my wife likes to see stuff. I don't like to see stuff. Let me go by my bin. Let me go find me a cafe, sit over in the corner, get me some drink, and
people
watch.
That sounds nice, though, too.
But that's all I want to do. I don't need to go in no buildings. I don't need to go, you know. That's the difference between them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
To each their own.
Yeah, that's it. I'm good. I'll see you later, baby. Just saying, hit my phone when you're on the way back from seeing places. Yeah. Like, I don't. And I try. And the thing about it is, and I try. I try really hard to do the historic, like the museums and everything. I get bored so quick. And that'd be the thing. I'm like, damn, it's another damn painting.
It's old. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, well, I'm serious. I like, at certain times.
I don't know. But then my reaction to it, which is a totally reasonable.
I got the attention span of a kid in certain things.
But then, like, that's a totally, okay, that's a very old building. Cool. That's a very reasonable reaction. My reaction is, tell me more about how they built it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, the top part does look newer. That's right. Interesting. The top 15 feet are a different shade of beige because they had to replace it after a really bad fire in the 1800s.
Like, she knows. She leaves me. She's like, would you? Oh, you know what? Just go. Okay. Just go.
I love a guided tour. Give me a good guided tour.
Hell no.
Like some sort of historical neighborhood.
The best guided tour I ever had was when we went to last time we was in Jamaica, and the guy, our driver, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, they go to Bob Marley house there. Oh, he was great. He was great. Other than that, I don't. No, man. Andy's a guided tour guy.
I love it. I love a guided tour. I love it when they add a little extra personal flair too. Like the guy that was our tour guide on the boat in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Boy, he was funny.
Really?
He was a funny guy. He had me laughing. He was one of those people who was like, you could do that job and hate it,
uh-huh.
or you could do that job and love it.
He loves it.
And he loved it. He did an awesome job. He was recommended to us by another friend that went to Chicago and took that boat tour.
Uh-huh.
And we went and told him that. He was like, that's so cool.
Right.
Tell my boss. I will tell your boss.
He got good Yelp reviews.
Yeah, he got a good Yelp review.
Yelp review.
We gave him a little tip and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
It's got to be hard, though, to be a tour guide for a lot of people that don't speak your language specifically, especially when you're trying to be funny. Like, he told a lot of pretty decent jokes that fell flat because 90% of the people on the boat spoke other languages.
Right.
And I was like,
a lot of tourists.
I just think they didn't get it.
Were you chuckling?
I think they didn't.
were you knew something?
Because at first I was chuckling and then nobody's laughing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to laugh hard. I'm going to laugh out loud for this guy because he's got it. This just sucks to tell a joke and have nobody laugh because they just didn't know what he was talking about.
Okay.
So I started, that's a good one, Mike. That's some good stuff right there. I like a good architectural joke.
Caleb,
well done.
Hey, Andy, Caleb Williams, we'll start.
Good.
Yeah. So he's starting. They play at Buffalo. So he's starting. So how?
Okay.
So you're gonna get to see Caleb Williams this weekend.
Great.
Obviously, we're gonna see Michael Penix this weekend.
Yeah.
Drake May's playing tonight.
Uh-huh. And is not starting.
Not starting. No,
he'll play.
Kobe's a starter.
Yeah.
And
Bryce Young's not
gonna play. That's it. Okay. And then we saw Todd Bowles said none of his starters are playing.
Okay.
And Kyle Trask, who we both didn't know he was still with Tampa, is starting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, Kyle Pitts, college quarterback.
Yeah. Last time they're together, they beat Georgia.
That's true. It gets further and further away every year. Yeah, it was COVID. That was a long time ago.
Damn.
All right.
It was a long time.
It was a while ago. Yeah. Great game, though. Remember that?
Yeah, because, no, I don't remember. There were no damn great games. Stetson got hurt.
But, like, the first half was really good.
Yeah.
The second half, they kind of ran away with it.
Yeah, Stetson
but, like, Lewis Cien broke Kyle Pitts' face in that game.
Yeah, I remember
was that the next year? No, that was that year.
Yeah, we couldn't cover, Georgia couldn't cover the damn wheel
couldn't
route.
Couldn't cover the wheel route.
Couldn't cover the damn wheel route.
All year, but especially that
game.
That game right there.
They
scored three touchdowns on the same play in
that
one half.
That game right there could not cover the damn wheel route.
And that was pre-national championship. And that was, like, that was in that weird period of time where Georgia was kind of taking steps back slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Won the SEC, went to the national championship. The next year went to the SEC championship game, didn't win it, got smoked by LSU. That next year didn't go to the SEC championship game. People were like, I don't know. Is Kirby the guy?
Yeah.
Well.
Won that championship. Yes, Kirby's the guy.
He's the guy.
Kirby's the guy.
He's the guy. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Ow!
good to get out here and get this work against a different defense. Certainly thoughts and prayers are with Rondale. Not really sure what's going on there, but hoping it's not too serious. But thought the 2 days were effective. You know, it's really important to see different looks. Just seeing different nickel pressures, corner pressures, coverage structures, fronts creates a lot of good conversation. The meeting time after these practices is very productive to talk through it all. And just good to get the work. I mean, throwing to Kyle and Drake and Mooney and Ray and on and on and on. Bijan, Tyler, it's just been good work. We got to keep stacking days, but these were two big days, and I think we took full advantage of them. And it's also good team time, you know, to have some time now, tonight, tomorrow, maybe go out to dinner with some guys and just spend time getting to know one another. We'll try to take advantage of that as well.
100% true. 100% correct. That gives you a lot of time together because you all are together. And I think that's always, especially when you're, like, training camp, that's a bonding time. But when you're, like, in these joint practices and everything is right there. Mm-hmm. Your meeting rooms are in the hotel. Your locker room is in the hotel. I mean, it's everything is about the bonding and everything like that. So he's 100% correct on that aspect of it. But more importantly, getting that work in. And we played the clip earlier about how he was basically challenging, like, Kyle, hey, Kyle, that's not good enough. It might be good enough for you, but it ain't good enough for me. And your 80 is not good enough for me. Now, your 100 is just as good as anybody in the league.
Right. Or even, I like what he said, too, is like, that might be good enough for someone else. Yeah. That might be the best someone else can do.
Right.
It's not the best you can
right.
do. Kyle Pitts at his fastest, being his most, I don't know, what he was, aggressive to the ball and all of the assertive and all that kind of stuff, is better than most.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even better than everyone if he reaches his full potential. Yeah. Who knows? But, yeah, no, I like that. You got to have a certain cachet probably to be able to
yes.
challenge guys like that.
Yes.
And Cousins has it.
He has it.
But you love to hear that because obviously the coaches are going to do it. But that's what people keep calling Kirk a coach on the field. I mean, he's sort of that extra voice. He's been there a million times.
He ain't no damn, he ain't no spring chicken as far as.
No, he's not.
He'll play a lot of damn.
A lot of football. This is his 14th year in the NFL.
He's been a starting quarterback with 13 of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this dude, I mean, we all know that he's about his bread. He gets it. But
yeah.
More importantly, this dude knows what he's doing. I think that says a lot about him as far as where he is. He's going to be a consistent 4,400 yard guy, close to 30 touchdowns every year. I anticipate he's going to be close to that this year. He was going to probably throw for like 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns last year when he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think he's good for this team. He's definitely good for this offense. And anything that if anything we've talked about more than anything, being up there, Flower Branch. It's the process of practice because he's in there.
Yeah. You can actually
yes.
do stuff.
Yes.
Like, they can take all the stuff they worked on in OTAs and all that and just immediately apply it
yep.
to the field. And just even from drill to drill, it was faster. Now, he's not going to play tomorrow night.
No.
So that's all great about Kirk Cousins, and we're looking forward to seeing him in the season opener and high hopes and all that kind of stuff. Tomorrow night, you're going to see the first-round draft pick at quarterback.
Yeah, man.
Which is awesome. I cannot wait to watch Michael Penix play quarterback for the Falcons tomorrow night. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Like, and he's going to light it up.
Yeah, maybe.
He might light it up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He might light it up.
He's going to make some great throws.
But he's going to make some bad ones. Because it's his first NFL game.
Yeah.
You're going to have mistakes. Maybe a bobble snap, maybe, or something like that. Because he's going to be under center more than he's probably been in a long time. And so, yeah, there's going to be those type of situations. But, you know, just to go out there and just go – I mean, just go out there because – you're not going to get undrafted. Michael Pitts is not going to lose his job or anything like that. So that's when you just go out there and have fun. I know we have to, in the grab bag of questions, talking about, you know, besides him, who you want to see. I want to see that young defensive line group. Mm-hmm. I want to see all those guys in Arnold Ebikade, Malone, Aurora, those guys. I want to see those young players play. Now, they're going to be going against twos also, but I want to see if they dominate. I want to see them move the quarterback off his spot.
Yeah,
so
I mean, if you're going against twos,
yeah.
then dominate.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Right?
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are playing for legitimate playing time. I don't know who Penix can be throwing the ball to tomorrow because I doubt Pitts plays, doubt London plays, doubt Mooney plays.
Those three are playing.
Maybe Ray, I don't know, probably not. I mean, Casey Washington will play, Chris Blair, guys like that.
I mean
probably guys that aren't going to factor that much into the season.
That's how you got,
but
though.
That's okay, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, those guys are playing.
You know what? He's just playing with them.
Who?
Penix. He's the player.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Brackus. Those are the guys
Brackus,
that he's going to a lot of times. Yeah, yeah. But we'll talk to Joe coming up next about who he thinks will be a part of the preseason game tomorrow night. We know some of the guys, or at least we know one guy specifically that won't. We'll see if Joe thinks other guys won't be playing tomorrow and who will be playing and what he got out of these two joint practices with Miami and what he expects tomorrow night and all kinds of stuff with Smoke and Joe Patrick coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check it out. You already know this your folks.
Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, yes sir. Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Whoop. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Trillville Thursday. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, you can text us or tweet us as well. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I saw just a great pass by Wembanyama. Great pass.
France is up six.
Yeah, with a minute to go.
Well, with a minute to go. It's a low-scoring game.
Yeah, it is.
69-63 with a minute to go and the chance to go to the gold medal game. Whoever wins this game likely take on the U.S. in the gold medal game.
Do you have a Smokey the Bear shirt on?
I do have a Smokey the Bear shirt on.
Sweet.
Yeah. Only you, Randy.
I know that, dog. Yeah, I mean,
only
I mean,
you.
Yeah, I don't believe in flicking cigarettes anyways.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's how they start. Cats
are
smoking them damn new poles.
Yeah, flicking it out the window.
Flicking it out there. And then
all of a sudden.
The whole damn mountainside gone.
A bunch of homeless birds and stuff.
Mm-mm. I can't do.
Turtles.
Mm-mm. I just don't like that, man. I just, because, you know, the phrase you can is so, it's so easy, though.
It's true.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
And just put it out.
Put it out.
Put it out.
Don't flick it out the window.
Don't flick it.
Don't leave your campfire smoldering or unattended. Don't do fireworks in the woods. This is a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You're out there in a dry spot. Don't be shooting off Roman candles into the trees. You know what I mean?
But, you know,
all stuff that Smoking Joe Patrick loves to
you
do.
You know it. Yeah. Joe's still smoking them Luckies.
Yeah. Joe says, only I can start forest fires.
Joe's been smoking them Luckies.
Combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and
pack
just
the pack.
Under 400 pounds. to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smoking Joe Patrick. At an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
There it is, right there. Let you know, man.
Nothing makes Joe happy.
I'd like to think I've never started a forest fire, but we don't know.
You never know.
You know, I don't know.
I know that's the thing about it is, you know, they oftentimes don't find out who did it. And it's just a bunch.
That reminded me of a great joke of Jeff Foxworthy talking about just, like, taking care of the environment. He says, you know, don't just throw your beer bottles out in the middle of the lake. Fill them up with water. Make sure they sink to the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta don't be that guy.
You got to be safe. Hey, this hour, by the way, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Maybe tomorrow evening in your Man Cave, you'll be watching the Falcons take on the Dolphins in preseason game number one. Do you have any update on Rondale Moore? I know what happened yesterday was not good. He had to be carted off the field. I don't know that we know the extent of it yet, unless maybe you do.
No, I don't know the extent of it. These teams are generally like not rushing out the injury news because they don't have to give it during this portion of the season. Now, you know, I don't think there's anything nefarious going on in terms of like them withholding information, but it doesn't seem good. And I am basically fully expecting him to be out for the season. We don't know what exactly it is. They just said it's a lower right leg injury or a right lower body injury or something like that. So, but it just does not sound good. You don't see that kind of scene, and it right. be a 3-week thing, you know, so, fully expect that, but you know, we still need to wait for confirmation. So just standing by yep. until we get that.
Okay. Hey Joe, how much do you think Penix will get probably a whole half? Cause I mean, no, I know they haven't named the starter for tomorrow night's game, but he's running the two, so it is making sense why he wouldn't start, but do you think he'll play a whole half, a quarter? What would you think he would play?
Yeah, I would think he gets at least a half. And the main reason why is because like these other quarterbacks have not really taken many reps, at least from what I can tell. And I haven't really seen any reports of these quarterbacks taking many reps during the joint practices. Nathan Rourke, of course, just got here, and Taylor Heinicke, obviously the other one. And we don't even know if he's going to be on the team when camp breaks. So, you know, I expect Michael Penix to get at least a half, potentially longer, but, you know, you could just put in a backup that basically goes in to hand the ball off for the second half, which is probably what ends up happening. And I don't think even Penix is going to be throwing it around a ton. You know, Zach Robinson even said, like, we're not going to show anything. And the meta strategy now in the NFL is to not do anything, is to just literally hand the ball off for all these preseason games, which is why they're going to go away eventually. But
it's true.
Until then, we'll have some clones, as Raheem Morris says, come in and hand the ball off.
That's what I said. I said, we're not too far away from them just being like, all right, charge everybody to get in, and then we'll just simulate it. However, you can get some Roombas out there to pretend to play and just simulate this thing and move it on, because no one wants to play in it and no one wants to show anything. Who's Penix going to be throwing it to?
Mm. You know, it's funny because like Rondale Moore was a guy that he would like That's regularly true. Connect with because he was kind of running as like the X receiver or like the primary receiver. When they've been on the field because it was something that actually kind of piqued my interest was that Rondale Moore was really kind of running with the twos, like the second team, essentially. I did not see him really take many reps with the ones when they were going 11 on 11, but I have to imagine like wide receivers like Casey Washington are going to play a lot. These guys that we don't typically see, I just don't think that, you know, we're not going to see any of Kirk Cousins, but I also don't think we're going to see any of Bijan, any of Drake, any of Kyle. We're just not going to see any of those guys. So we're going to see Casey Washington. We're going to see a lot of Kadarius Hodge out there at wide receiver. Trying to think of some of the other ones. Darnell Mooney. I think we don't even see much of him, if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Probably not.
No.
Ray McLeod?
Probably not, I would say.
Cool.
I would say probably not. He's a starter. So I would say we're not going to really see any of the starters. Okay. So Casey Washington, Kadarius Hodge. And then a lot of these guys, you know, James Washington, the guy who they signed during training camp, who's got NFL experience trying to fight for this roster. Austin Mack, a guy who comes from like a prestigious place in Ohio State, but has kind of grinded through the, you know, these alternative leagues. These are the kinds of guys they really need to use this time to evaluate.
Hey, JP, we were talking right before we got you on about, you know, we know the guys that everybody comes to see is not playing, but who's a group or who's a player that you want to see tomorrow night, see if they can flash?
For me, it's all on the defense, and really, like, my focus during this entire week of joint practice, even though I'm not down there, but just, like, the reports that I'm paying attention to have really been on the defensive side of the ball, because this is a Miami offense, and I know, you know, again, in the game, we're not going to see the starters, and even in some of the practice sessions, you know, the Dolphins were without Jalen Waddle this week and some other players on that offense, but still, like, you're going up against a Mike McDaniel scheme in those joint practices. Now, we're not going to see a lot of, like, the scheme that he's famous for in this preseason game because the joint practice film tape is limited to these two teams. So that doesn't get out. The preseason games obviously do. So we're not going to see anything schematically there. But, you know, I think that, you know, I'm excited to see what this interior defensive line does, especially these young players that they, you know, amassed in the draft, in this most recent draft. I think we'll see probably plenty of them. Don't know about Trice, given that he had an illness this week. I think that maybe that's a question mark, but especially the interior guys. Ruka Roro, a big one, obviously, taken with that second-round pick. Brandon Dorlus. Zion Logue, even. Can he push for a roster spot on this team? I think it'll be really interesting to see those guys. And also the linebacking group. I'm curious to see how many of them play because I kind of would like to see some Troy Anderson maybe in this game. I know that, you know, again, he's kind of a quote-unquote starter, so you wouldn't expect to see them, but he hasn't played football in so long. I think that it may be maybe beneficial to get him out there a little bit. And generally, you know, you got J.D. Bertrand there as well, who I do think will make an impact during the season at some point when you have injuries and things like that. So I'm looking at that interior defensive line, and I think that that's really where you're going to get the most evaluation. Like, the Dolphins aren't going to be throwing around the ball, so, like, I don't know how much you're actually going to be able to assess some of the skill position guys and some of the defensive backs.
But I think another part of it, too, especially on offense, but some of the names that you said on defense as well, you kind of know who's going to be on the final roster. It's just a matter of with some of those guys, maybe who's getting more reps, especially on the edge. Who are some guys that still have a chance to make the roster that maybe you're down on the depth chart, but guys that you're excited about and we'll be able to see tomorrow night, like genuine position battle, back end of the depth position battle, but still genuine position battle stuff that we can look for tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, along that defensive front, I think one of the most interesting ones is, and I don't know if this is a position battle per se between like these two exact players, but a player named Damone Harris, who's kind of been on the Falcons practice squad for about a year and has kind of just been on the NFL, either on like, you know, kind of bouncing between the active rosters and practice squads since about 2018. The coaching staff seems to be really high on him. And so it'll be interesting to see if he can perform. And then on the other side of that coin is D'Angelo Malone, you know, a third round pick just a couple years ago, who I think he took one defensive snap all of last year. Now that's not totally his fault because just with the kind of player archetype that he is, just did not fit Ryan Nielsen's scheme at all. And so he was a core special teamer last year, just didn't get the defensive snaps. But I haven't really seen him kind of make up that ground so far this training camp, by getting reps with the ones and really making kind of impactful plays. So I think, you know, it's a huge opportunity for him because I think that he's one of those guys who, even though he was only drafted a couple of years ago, you know, I think he's just kind of, you know, on the outside looking in at this point, and he's got to be able to make the plays, and he's got such an athletic frame, and, you know, just with what he did in college, it's, you know, made the Falcons excited to bring him in, but we just have not really seen that. I think we saw a little bit of flashes toward the end of his rookie year, but can he pick up from there? I think that's a big one. And then the other guy is J.D. Bertrand, mm-hmm. Who I mentioned before, and he's a guy that I'm interested to see kind of how he leads this defense, because I think that he's going to be that kind of middle linebacker that plays a lot in this game because they want him to, you know, be making a lot of these calls. They want to kind of, I think they want to kind of put a lot on his plate in a situation like this to see how he handles it. And I think it'll be a good test for him as well, even though I think his roster spot is generally secure.
JP, I know we've talked about the starters not playing. If there were any starters to play outside of Younghoek, who's probably going to kick, and the punter and snapper, are there any guys who are battling for starter position that you can see playing today? Like we were talking about, maybe in the secondary.
Yeah, maybe a Richie Grant. You know, that's the ones I'm thinking of. And again, that's another position battle. Like Richie Grant and DeMarco Helms. I mean, I think you could kind of consider them both like half starters, I guess, at this point. And I don't know, like, for the coaches, I don't know how much they're going to really be able to learn from, like, sticking them in this game. I think they probably learned a lot more about those players from the joint practice sessions that they had the past 2 days. But I still think it would be good for them, and I think it would be good for just people to see those guys out there. And I am also interested to see, and again, this is probably one of those wrinkles that we're not going to see in preseason, but can they play together? And we have seen them rotate some of these guys through, like when they're in some scrimmage sessions, when they've been back here in Flowery Branch, like, they'll take out Chris Lindstrom and put in a backup right guard for a series of plays to see how they do. They'll take out Jesse Bates, and I have seen them play with both Helms and Grant as the two safeties in the lineup. You know, just being, you know, to have a contingency plan in place in case something like that were to happen. So maybe we do see something like that, because I certainly don't think Jesse Bates is going to play in this game, obviously. So those are two guys that are definitely worth watching, though, not just in this game, but I think in the preseason games to come and just throughout training camp, it's going to continue to be a battle. It's kind of been surprising to me that we haven't seen Richie Grant really you know, give up any ground in terms of the opportunities that he's gotten with the first team. He seems to have been pretty consistently the first choice over DeMarco Helms, which is a little bit surprising the way last season ended. So yeah, more power to him.
All right, Joe. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
JP.
All right. See you guys later.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter, talking about what to look forward to tomorrow night in preseason game number one. And, like, I mean, he's right. He's not telling any secrets. We've said it as well. A lot of the guys that you're excited to see play in the regular season aren't going to play. And even the guys that do play, they're not going to show you a ton of the stuff that they're going to do in the regular season as well. But they're going to be out there.
Yeah. They'll have uniforms on. That safety combo, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
With Helaman.
You really don't want that to have to happen.
Oh, hell, that means something happened to Jesse.
It would be interesting to see them mix it up in the preseason for sure and see what that combo looks like.
I was like, yeah, nobody don't want that.
No. I know when he said that, I was like, no, I don't even want to think about that.
I don't even want
to think about that secondary without Jesse. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. The AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll do our best to answer it. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day.
Whoop!
Any question, any topic. We've got one phone line left if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Zach, who's in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So is the song Take On Me by A-ha soft?
What song?
Is it soft?
What song?
That's the question.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question.
Can you play it, Bo? Because me singing it would only be...
What's it called?
Oh, that would be so great.
Well, I can do that first, and then you can hear it. It's called Take On Me. It's like a pretty famous 80s song. Take on me.
Take on me.
That
oh, yeah. I like that joint right there.
Is it soft? I don't think so.
Oh, hell no.
This is 80s.
This jams right here. Okay, yeah. Bo's shaking his head to it, though. Exactly how people in the 80s shook their face.
Bo is shaking his head to this like he's got some memories from this song.
He's shaking his face in his head.
He's driving an IROC or something.
Oh, no, I like this
jam right
here.
With a jean jacket on.
I like this right here.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I don't think it's soft. No.
Just reminds me very much of that era, right?
Yeah. No. This is definitely not.
I guess I don't know what the lyrics are about.
I'm not saying it's hard, but I'm just saying
it's just a solid pop song.
Yeah, it's solid.
I don't know. Maybe the lyrics are about something incredibly soft
that we have no clue about.
Take on me.
I don't know. I just like the song.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah, the guy's got the falsetto. Yeah, I like that song. Brad is in Woodstock. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Randy. Best athlete to come out of Middle Georgia. You can go Houston County, Peach County. I got a couple.
Best athlete to come out of Middle Georgia. I'll say Tequil Spikes, Terrence Edwards, Jesse. How far do they have to go? Okay, it's gone.
He gone.
Okay, yeah, I'd say Tequil, Terrence, this Middle Georgia. It's so many. I can't. I'll definitely go.
Well, there'll just be some.
I'll leave somebody. Roquan.
Just so many.
I mean, it's a whole lot of. I will forget some. But those are off the top of my head. Tequil, Terrence, Roquan. There were some boys out of Macon County when I was graduating. The best player I've ever seen in Peach County was Jaquez Rump, called him Rump Shaker. Dude. No, he was a different.
What a perfect time to be named Jaquez Rump.
Jaquez Rump.
For that song coming out.
Yeah, man.
That's
called the Rump Shaker. Oh, obviously, beautiful. Jaquez Green. A lot of great ones. A lot of great ones.
And I'm sure there's probably folks way back.
Yes.
There's probably guys out
there.
So
don't be in my mentions talking about what about?
Yeah,
he was good too.
If you forgot.
Yeah, he was good too.
Know.
Oh, yeah. Mike said, call for Ayuk. Falcons are not going to call.
I don't think they're going to get on the Ayuk, man.
But
he's a good player, and I'd love to have him.
I'd love to have him, but that's not going to happen.
I'm just going
to
answer it like a general manager. Yeah. Great player, I'd love to have him.
That's not going to happen.
Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Mason.
So The question is, what's one thing that you believed as a kid that when you grew up you realized it was like, you know, 1,000,000% not true? For example, growing up in Georgia, you know, how teachers have on their text, it says educator. Well, I was like 8 years old. I thought it was pronounced like educador, and I thought that was a county in Georgia.
Awesome.
So, what y'all got?
Awesome. Spinach.
What?
Oh, God. Your mama make you eat your vegetables, grow up, be big and strong. I ain't big and strong. Like my vegetables, I got good genes.
I know. I eat a lot of vegetables. Look at me.
I got good genes. But I love me some vegetables tonight. Spinach last night, matter of fact.
I had spinach in my breakfast.
Spinach for dinner last night.
It's a great source of iron.
Those right there, like that.
Mine was the you have to wait an hour after you eat to serve.
Definitely. That
total
one.
BS.
But you know what?
Total BS.
I got called out by my kids for it. I damn sure did.
Well, that's probably good for you guys, too, because you want to maybe keep them out of the pool for an hour.
Yeah,
I damn
sure did. That was like, because they had, of course, they barbecuing all the time. Hey, man, y'all got to wait an hour to get back in that water, you know? But, they called me out on it.
Were y'all ever told that gum stays in your intestines for like 7 years?
Yes. Yes.
Not only
sprout inside your body.
Not only was I told the gum story, I've got Lily holding off on gum until she's 7. Just because I don't know how that has anything to do with it. I was like, you got to wait till you're 7. Because you know if you accidentally swallow it, or some people do on purpose, but if you accidentally swallow it, it lives in there until you're 7.
Wow.
So you got to have a 7-year-old stomach to even deal with it first.
Awesome.
She wants gum really bad.
Really?
I don't know why.
They must be chewing it at the school.
I guess like other 3-year-olds walking around chomping on Bubblicious.
I got to watch out, man. My boy got out of the car talking about some joint yesterday, man. Like, man, talking about some, because he can't have a phone yet. He's like, man, everybody up in that joint got a phone. I said, who the hell are you talking to like
joint?
I said, who the hell are you talking to like that, boy? He said, just like that, bunk. Hey, man, he's been in middle school 3 days. Already called it. Everybody got a phone up in that joint.
Oh, man.
It's like, man.
Can you imagine?
Already like prison.
Can you imagine middle school with a phone?
He can't have one.
I know. I know.
And I'm talking about 3 days in a row. No,
100%.
Can't have one.
100% support.
You know the deal.
The stance
you know
that
the
you've
deal.
Taken.
You know the deal.
But, like, can you imagine being you in middle school and having an iPhone?
Oh, no.
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 No. What a nightmare.
I ain't getting no iPhone.
Disaster.
I ain't getting, there's a lot of stuff I didn't get until I got money.
Oh, yeah. But there weren't
premium
even,
gas.
There weren't even cell phones when we were in all four tires.
Exactly, yeah. Premium gas.
They didn't even have cell phones
tires.
When we were in middle school. Like maybe like big Zach Morris ones.
Yeah.
But like people didn't have them really that much.
No.
But I just can't imagine this and the access that I have to things on this. Mm-hmm. Like we would. If somebody had a printer and an internet connection, they would print out pictures of like
boobs,
like naked women, and then pass them out at school.
Yeah.
That's what we had. Now people just have X hamster in their pocket.
In black and white.
If maybe they had a color printer, you know?
Only the rich kids.
Yeah, they were faded anyways.
They were faded.
Faded boobs.
But like Josh Dodd would come to school handing out photocopies of nude women.
Exactly.
That's what we had. Nah, anyway. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Yeah, y'all are right. I got in trouble back in the day. Somehow we got a deck of playing cards that had some women on it.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those?
I remember those.
Those are so awesome.
Sure.
Those are so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we got busted on the bus for that, I think.
But,
Andy, don't let Randy turn you off of France, man. They are freaky over there.
I didn't say they weren't freaky. I just said they ain't more freaky than they are over here. That's what I said. And they don't shave.
I told you I worked for a Danish company. I called y'all from Denmark one time.
Yes, it's true.
But, man, they are freaky over there. But
good.
I don't know if anybody's any more freaky. You just got to find the right freak.
There's freaks everywhere.
Freaky as well.
It's a true fact. There's freaks everywhere.
But, all right. You know, I like to bring out the competitiveness at the station. So, Bo might win this one. I think he's like a black belt. But who would win the breakdancing contest at 929?
Randy.
Randy, former popper and locker.
I can pop. Hey, now, don't get it twisted up in this thing. Now, I can boogie. All right, I've seen Andy dance. Andy got rhythm, but I can boogie.
Yeah, I'm all right.
And don't nobody boogie up here. And if you want me to say it's because of my complexion, yeah, it is. All right, because I'm the I know Dylan's here, and we're not gonna worry about Carl. Carl can do a two step.
Carl
can only two step.
Huh.
Carl ain't getting it. Carl ain't pop locking.
I bet Carl could dance. He's got some rhythm.
I didn't say he had rhythm.
It's different.
It's a different.
But we're also not talking about just being able to dance. We're talking
about breakdance. Yes, I can.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, man.
Never in my life could I even imagine attempting to
break dance. Yeah, dog. There's going to be a hurt factor afterwards.
These days.
Yeah, these days.
Could you like spin on your head back in the day? That's pretty cool.
We could do all that, man.
Who's we?
Me and my cousin Mario, dog. We could do all that stuff.
You were in like a breakdancing crew?
No.
It was just two of you?
Yeah, man.
No, they had like full-on breakdance crews at my high school. Like, they would have battles at lunchtime. These guys were incredible.
They didn't have no breakdancing crew in Griffin, Georgia. Not a Griffin.
They did in Seattle.
Yeah, not
in
Griffin.
South Seattle.
No.
It was all the, it was a lot of different types of kids, but it was, they were incredible. And now you can go to the Olympics for it.
Yeah, dog.
You get a gold medal in breakdancing.
We still don't know how they score it.
I don't know.
Yeah, we still don't know how they score it.
I have no idea.
I think you can find out. I think women's is today and men's is tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only a one-day competition.
I saw a video of a lady today. I showed Randy. She was doing like a floor exercise with the ball. Like a black ball.
Yeah, it was
she was
cool.
Like throwing it in the air and catching it with her back. It was crazy.
That's breaking.
How do you find out you can do that?
How do you
figure out you're good at that?
Well, I understand
how you figure out you're fast.
Oh, these things are learned like when you're young. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like your parent might have saw it, is like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna put my child in jazzercise with a ball.
My kid knows how to dance and also catch basketballs.
That seems
It seems like your future is as a Harlem Globetrotter.
Like they were talking about the ping pong guys today, and he was like, he's been doing it since he was like six.
But I understand, like everybody's played ping pong.
But no,
like you're good at it.
He was learning it like that.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I just feel like I've never seen anyone do that before.
I know you. How'd you figure out you could? You kept like, what is this?
I was like, yeah, this lady's incredible. I've never seen this in my life, but she's the best I've ever seen.
I don't know.
Protect this woman. I think she was German. Not sure if she won the gold or not.
I don't know.
Can you use a different color ball? I would want a gold one.
Have you figured out what the name of the sport is yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Ball catching.
Ball catching dance.
Decorative ball catching.
See? They'll take your ass. Bo, see?
Freaks everywhere.
We're talking about just simpleness of beauty of what this woman was doing.
It might have been that's what it's called.
You just had to call it dirty.
What's the guy from the Philippines? He won like artistic gymnastics.
Okay, well, so what can it be artistic ball catching?
As long as it's ball catching.
Yeah. That's it.
All I know is she was world class.
Yeah, she was great
at what she was doing.
I would have never guessed it's a million years until you said it. But yeah, Andy is a guided tour guy. He's a guided tour guy.
You would have guessed it.
If you had told me. We were talking about guided tours and stuff. I would never guess you would
love a guided tour.
I love a guided tour.
I love it. I love a self-guided tour.
Yeah, man. Don't we all?
Randy said you can never have enough flushing.
Yeah, man. Get it about you, man.
You take that how you want, but you go back and listen to our conversation at 11:40 and you'll get it.
Yeah.
Abe Gordon, secret ladies, man.
You damn right he is.
Randy wants a piece of all the stuff that Carlos is getting. And the midday show with Andy and Randy, not for your average criminal.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you got to be a smart criminal to listen to this show.
No, you got to be able to crack safes.
We don't want any petty thieves, okay? No.
We want safe crackers.
We want that Ocean's 11 type stuff on this show.
We need you,
Danny
we need
Ocean's
you to,
only.
We need you to lift up a hotel.
Exactly right. Forklift Steelers only. We'll be right back. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.